Dan Patrick says Dade Phelan needs to, quote, be a man and admit the Paxton impeachment was wrong. This is Wednesday, September 20th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, thank you for spending part of your day with the Texas Minute. The Harris County and Dallas County GOP executive committees want Dade Phelan censured by the Republican Party of Texas. We'll get to that coming up, but first, an alliance of education advocates is calling on Governor Greg Abbott and Texas lawmakers to focus on parent-identified solutions to fix the state's troubled government school system during an upcoming special legislative session. Texas Education 911 is a grassroots movement that was organized ahead of the 88th legislative session to promote parental rights, transparency, and accountability in government education. Lawmakers failed to pass most of the group's proposed education priorities during the regular session. Governor Abbott has said he'll call a special session to pass school choice legislation, but education advocates see a need for even broader reforms within the government-run schools. The Texas A&M Office of Risk, Ethics, and Compliance has released a guidance sheet that's educating employees about a new state law prohibiting state universities from promoting the diversity, equity, and inclusion political agenda. The new restrictions don't apply to academic instruction, student organizations, student admissions, guest speakers, or scholarly research. However, universities will no longer be allowed to have a department responsible for creating DEI programs or activities. The Texas A&M guidance reminds its employees that the institution's hiring practices must be based on merit. What a novel idea. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is not letting up on his criticism of the flawed and evidence-free impeachment process employed by House Speaker Dade Phelan against Attorney General Ken Paxton. Now that Paxton's been fully exonerated by the Senate, Patrick's been unloading on the House for ignoring precedent and not following proper procedures in interviewing witnesses. In an interview on the Salcedo Storm, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told Chris Salcedo that Speaker Phelan should admit to House members he was wrong to force them into that position of voting for impeachment. Here's what the Lieutenant Governor had to say.
He just needs to be a man. He just needs to step up and say, look, we were wrong. We rushed this.
Patrick also forcefully denied rumors that he had influence on the outcome of the trial. He said that was an insult to the senators, who would have tossed him out the door if he'd even tried. Hey, as an aside, Brandon Waltons will have an interview with Lieutenant Governor Patrick at 5:30 p.m. today. You can watch it on X, as well as the other video streaming platforms, including the Texas Scorecard app for Android, iOS, Apple TV, and Roku devices. The Texas Minute will be right back.
I'm Katie Marshall, and I'm here to uncover the hidden truths within Texas schools. Join me in revealing the disturbing reality of what really goes on when you're not around. Listen to Exposed, the Dark Side of Texas Schools, on all podcast platforms.
Well, you can count the Republican executive committees in the state's two largest counties as joining Lieutenant Governor Patrick in being really frustrated with Speaker Phelan. The Harris County and Dallas County GOP leadership teams have voted to concur with the censure of Speaker Phelan as announced by the largest county in Phelan's East Texas home district. Orange County had issued their censure back in July. Dallas County's resolution takes aim at multiple instances where Phelan has violated the Republican Party of Texas's legislative priorities that apply to public policy. Meanwhile, Harris County's resolution directs its attention at Phelan's appointment of 9 Democrats to key committee chair positions despite specific opposition from GOP primary voters and the Republican State Convention delegates. Both Harris County and Dallas County have asked the State Republican Executive Committee to concur with the Orange County resolution and impose on Phelan all of the consequences of censure. So, what does that actually mean? Well, under state law, political parties are blocked from disallowing candidates from running in their primaries. But the GOP process does allow the state party to spend money against censured candidates. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Emily Medeiros, Katie Marshall, Chris Salcedo, Brandon Waltons, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.